TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! We'd like to start off this week's TanCast by thanking everybody who went to podcastawards.com and nominated TanCast. We'd also like to start this episode by asking the good folks at the nominating committee of podcastawards.com to please not judge us on this episode. We have so many good episodes that you can judge us by. Episode 69, episode 67, episode 60, 62 and 63. It's a good two-parter. Lots of good... Just, look, so many things went wrong in this episode. I assure you, this is not a typical episode. Please, please don't judge TanCast by episode 70. Please, I'm begging you. This is not what we do. It's just, it happened and we can't stop it. Okay, we'll start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to motherfucking TanCast, bitches. Yeah, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Metallica.
You're not Metallica.
Just go with it, I'm Metallica.
Alright, I'm Led Zeppelin.
Welcome to the completely unhelpful introduction section of TanCast. Either that or you guys have the worst Halloween costumes ever. I'm dressed as a band.
I was thinking about it would be cool to dress as Devo.
Yeah, that's...
You mean one of the guys from Devo?
Yeah, you'd be dressed as one of the guys from Devo.
Unless no,
you
yeah, have, all of them.
You're going to have three mannequins hanging to your side, all dressed as Devo?
Yeah. I'm dressed as the entire band Metallica. I am that wide.
Fire bad.
Fire bad. Napster bad.
All right, so we do some tan laughs, so should I say something funny towards the beginning of this episode so people don't turn it off?
Yes, I think we should.
Tan laughs!
Let's see what we got here in the tan laugh bin. Well, since this is the show we're going to do before Halloween, I've got a couple of ghost jokes. Where do baby ghosts go during the day?
I don't know.
A day scare center.
Ho 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 ho!
That was just awful.
What kind of mistakes do ghosts make? Boo-boos. What does a ghost eat for lunch?
Cock.
A bologna sandwich. Bologna, it's really, but it's spelled Logania.
Bologna?
Bologna.
I love me some bologna.
I love me some boo.
What is the spook's favorite ride at the carnival? A roller coaster.
Such a simple man.
Were we going to do something funny at the top so people didn't turn it off?
Yes, your reactions to my shitty jokes are hilarious.
Oh, hilarious. I love hilarious.
It's better than funny, better than hilarious. It's hilarious.
I thought it was going to be somehow related to fellatio, in which case I would have liked it a little more.
Of course you would.
Because I like sucking the cock. So, Noah, you want to save us? I'm sorry, Led Zeppelin, you want to save us?
Sure. So, my girlfriend and I were having sex the other day, in which she looked at me and said, make love to me like in the movies. So I fucked her in the ass, pulled out, came all over her face and hair. I guess we don't watch the same movies. I got another joke.
All right.
What happens when a Jew with an erection runs into a wall? He breaks his nose.
That's racism.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, that is.
It's delicious. Oh, I got one more. Oh, this is nice. How do you turn a fruit into a vegetable?
Oh, I know this one.
AIDS.
Oh.
That is horrible.
I thought it was going to be something like punch a faggot in the head. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to end well.
Close
and
enough.
Then it ended worse.
TanCast. It ended worse.
Just like sex.
My wife and I were trying to...
have sex?
Yeah, but I was just so damn fat I couldn't get anywhere close to her.
That would suck. That is time to throw the corn syrup away.
Oh, yes. That's time to throw all the food away and just live off your belly for a little while.
No, you'll digest your own muscle.
Yeah. But when your dick becomes an innie, it's time to take action.
It's hot.
It's beyond time to take action. Anyways, my wife and I were trying to one-up each other with the I'm going to tell you a horrible joke and make you sad.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we were picking on Africa. I think it's because her brother's a runner. And
because you both hate black people?
Yes, that too. No,
that's too, yeah.
It was something about her brother's... Oh, well, I remember what it was. Her brother, who's going to be getting married soon and everything, like still holds out aspirations of being a marathon runner in the Olympics. And I was like, you know, your brother's fast and all, but I don't think he's Olympics fast. She's like, yeah, like he came from the wrong continent. Like he's got nowhere near enough melanin. I'm like he's not Kenyan. And that got us on to trying to one-up each other with horrible jokes. And she said something about the only thing to do in Africa is run away from lions. And I laughed because that's a bit from the, I can't remember his name. The guy who used to be at the Rose and Crown all the time. Referred to himself as
Edwin Okongo.
Yes. Yep. He was a funny motherfucker. So I told her that she stole his joke even though she never saw it. And then I said something about Africa's so fucked up, they've got a whole country named Nigeria. I don't think I pronounced that right. But she said, Africa's so fucked up, all the little kids are pregnant. I mean, that explains the big bellies, right?
Oh.
And she won. Hang on. Okay, I'll be right back.
All right. Me and Noah are going to talk for a while.
Hey, how's it going? We don't even need these mics. We're right here.
Yes, but the world needs these mics to hear us.
The world doesn't care about us.
They do. They want to know which one of us is more fit.
It's Noah.
It's Tim.
Ask Tim's wife. She'll tell you.
That's because she's just biased.
Why would she be biased against you?
She's biased against me because I don't exercise.
That's how you're fit. You're 30, man. You don't just stay fit by sitting on your ass and fucking watching Daily Show.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Working my abs. Look at that. You can bounce a quarter off these abs. Provided you threw it from far enough away.
It's because it's fat. It gives in and just shoots it back out.
That's not how fat works. It holds on to shit.
No, it doesn't.
Just ask Andy.
It jiggles.
Yeah, it does. I'm watching it jiggle right now.
So it's like a little trampoline. It goes boom, 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 boom. Like the blob.
These didn't bounce off the blob. It's stuck in there and it ate it.
No, he would bounce them off. He'd go boom and make them fly.
Wait, which blob are you talking about?
The X-Men blob?
Oh, I'm talking about the movie The Blob.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's because it was gelatinous.
Whatever.
Is that Andy?
I rule. No, it's us. What are you
I'm back.
Let's make sure.
Hello.
So anyway, sorry for the interruptions.
So were those your tan laughs, your Africa vings?
No, I've got an actual tan laugh.
Okay, do it.
All right.
Get it done.
This one
get
comes
it
from...
Get her done!
Nice. This one comes from Tancast listener Melanie.
Melanie.
A sweet little girl is digging a rather large hole in her backyard. The neighbor sees her over the fence and asks what she's doing. She says, I'm burying my goldfish. He says, oh, that's so sad. I'm sorry. But why are you digging such a large hole? Little girl replies, because it's inside your fucking cat.
Ha ha! Ba-dum-bum.
Ha ha! I almost read that one, too. That's why I'm not laughing.
Yeah, I know.
I already read it.
I know you did. We all read them.
Yep.
I don't always read them. Just sometimes.
So
that's
I think that's
why more people should send them in. That way we can't possibly have time to read them all.
Yep. Or if people want to send different ones of us instead of to your mom or fucktards, to Tim at Tancast, Andy at Tancast, or Noah at Tancast, then the other ones
speaking of people sending things in and things being sent, congratulations to Gino, who won the Talking Joke Machine.
Yay, Gino!
Woo! Put that shit in the mail the other day.
All right.
I would say it cost more to mail that thing than it was worth.
And now, Gino, we know where the fuck you live when we come to get you.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
He's the one in the military. Fucking, we ain't none of the three of us. All three of us aren't doing nothing to him.
I'm fit.
Yeah, you could fit in a large car.
If I remember
taking you down,
the
Gino.
Comments or something. I think Gino's coming back home for a 2-week furlough right now.
Yep, maybe.
So
I don't know if we got.
Welcome back to the land of fat people and idiots.
I told him what he should do is take the. Well, now it's going to ruin the surprise note inside. But I said he should take it, point it at the enemy, the joke machine. And then just wait for them to surrender. Fuck it, we can't take these dumb jokes. You win. My accent sucks.
We barely speak English. Goddamn.
Or just show a picture of Andy and Crocs. Like, I'm so sorry you have to wear those.
No, then they would hate our culture even more. You have comfortable footwear!
It's comfortable? It doesn't... That's right. Strike me that it could possibly be comfortable.
I know, right?
But it is. You hear sell me on the wonders of Crocs?
I'm telling you, that's why I was wearing them around the hospital a year ago. Well, a year and a couple of months.
Oh, I thought it was just because you're a faggot.
Noah, when you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
Yeah, I'm saying that's gay.
Have you seen those commercials?
I think so.
I saw Hillary Duff doing one. I was like, really? Hillary Duff? She's who the kids are listening to these days?
Apparently. I say fuck that bitch.
She sold last year. If Lindsay Lohan's... Not Lindsay Lohan. Miley Cyrus. Yeah, I'm always getting those two confused.
My wife said something about Meghan McCain is dating Tila Tequila.
She got big old titties.
Yes, she do. I don't think Tim has seen this.
I did.
Tim? Oh.
Sandy wrote an article about it on Facebook about... Or not... Well, she posted about it and how she's irritated that... McCain is pretending, is acting all innocent, like, why do people care about my titties? I don't even understand. It's, you know, whatever. I don't even know. It's like, fucking, you knew what you were doing.
Yep.
Your big ass titties in front of the camera.
She can play any way she wants, as long as I can see those titties.
Yep.
Innocent, dirty, I don't give a fuck. Just pop those titties out. My friend Ingrid wouldn't mind being on Tancast.
Really? Yes. Does she listen?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We haven't talked about her.
We gotta step it up.
She's been listening. We're out somewhere. I took a picture of a Croc store, and she's like, "Oh, is that for Andy?" I'm like, "Yes, it is." I haven't posted it yet. And I was like, "Are you listening?" She's like, "Yeah." So now she knows about your Crocs. Everyone knows.
That was a great story, Andy.
It was funny that Andy called Noah Andy as an insult, and it was funny that Noah didn't find it funny. And unlike usual, I got to see Noah's expression as he wasn't finding it funny. Like, fuck you.
Fuck you, Andy.
I'm Noah.
Trying to keep me down.
Yeah, I'm no Andy. I don't wear Crocs.
I was going to say Metallica or whatever the...
And Tim shooting headbands around.
Just one.
Oh, okay.
All right, fair enough. He's shooting headband around.
This is why we don't record when we're in the same place.
Because then it just devolves into you two doing commentary on what you're doing.
Exactly.
Now we're high-fiving across the room.
We're law-abiding citizen after this.
Oh.
And Noah just found something. Even when I'm in the room, he's not entertained enough to focus.
How to make a Shake Shack burger? I haven't read the ingredients, but fucking looks delicious.
That's awesome.
Whoa. Where the fuck is the Shake Shack?
I don't know. That burger looks yummy.
You know what? I've never found out where the nearest Panda is around my house. You two talk amongst yourselves.
So, Andy, how is gayness and Crocs?
Please call me Metallica.
So, Metallica, how is gayness and Crocs?
I didn't see that coming, huh? Huh? Anybody? Anybody?
Gayness is working out fine. Crocs are fucking comfy.
Excellent.
How's being fat and useless?
I'm losing weight.
Are you losing useless?
I'm useful. I get things done.
That's because you're doing it. Doing it.
Getting it done.
I think I was going to discuss... Andy, since Tim's not paying attention, let us discuss downloadable content. What are your feelings about it for video games?
It depends. Does the game feel like it's done before you start downloading shit?
That's the closest one? Bullshit.
I feel the same way. I also feel like now, like, I hate it when it's like download content that's already on your disc and all you're paying for is to unlock.
Yeah, because it meant it was done and they just wanted to charge you extra.
Right, whereas before you would have just got that content or they would have gave you a code to unlock the content or you had had to beat something, but you wouldn't have to have paid money for it.
Yeah.
I think it's great if, like, they finish the game. You know, they put all the stuff they could have done in their time that they have, and then they start working on other stuff to put in the game, and you pay them for that. I'm like, you know, that's a great idea. Like,
if the original game that I play was worth the price I paid, I'm happy. If there's more to play that's going to be worth the new price that I'm going to pay, I'll be happy with that. So yeah, you know, if it's like, here's a ton of new levels, here's a bunch of new quests, here's some new characters you can play as, here's, you know, whatever. The other thing that I can't stand, though, about downloadable content, and this doesn't matter how they distribute it, is if you're in like a multiplayer setting and the downloadable content is, you know, it's not just like new maps. So like if you don't pay for the new maps, then a bunch of your friends will be playing on the new maps and you can't. Or whenever your friends play with you, you all have to play on one of the old maps. I have no problem with that. But it's when there's multiplayer and the new things that you're buying are like better characters or, you know, better weapons or, you know, some sort of upgrade. Where it's like, spend more, be better. Make sense?
So spending...
So like, if you spent $50 on a multiplayer game, and I spent $50 on a new game, and then I spent $15 on, like, a weapon that would kill you in one shot, that's fucking bullshit. Because then that makes your game less worthwhile to play. Am I making sense?
Yeah, yeah, you're making sense.
Yeah, because it's like...
I agree.
Other people are paying... They claim that it's, well, other people are paying for more content. But what it really is other people are paying more to make people who paid the original amount have a less worthwhile game.
I agree. I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at Tim.
We're throwing my hat at each other over here.
Sometimes I hate you guys very much.
What? Why?
But that's okay. Remember, you know why?
I read some article where they're talking about downloadable content. Oh, another thing I kind of dislike is like when they each store has exclusive content if you pre-register and like there's no other way to get that content.
Yep.
Like I can understand they get available early for people who reserve the game, but to like say since you didn't reserve the game, there's no way you're ever going to get this content. It's kind of BS to me.
Yeah, I mean, like what if you're somebody like me who doesn't have one or both of the platforms yet. I'm not going to run out and pre-order some game so that I can get the access code so I can unlock something for eventually when I do get the system.
Well, also, I mean, they want you to buy it, but I'm a renter. I don't really buy games, like, because I play them, I beat them, and then I don't play them anymore. It's like, why would I want to, like, you know, spend $50 and then, A, lose part of that money after I'm done with it, you know. I don't know, it just didn't seem like
it. Oh, yeah, because the trade-in's
right.
Ridiculous.
So that was all.
It's like, we're gonna sell your $50 game for $45, and we're going to give you five.
Seriously?
No, yes. It's not that bad. I mean, if it's a newer game... So I see what Tim does when we're tankcasting.
Not normally, but Jesus Christ.
Tim masturbating?
Basically, he's playing Bejeweled.
He's kicking ass at Bejeweled, I don't mind telling you. Look at that. Boom. Jewels going away.
Yeah, if I was closer, I'd boom you in the jewels there, dude.
He's like, boom, jewels go away, lost. He sucks. Tim sucks! Sing it out loud. Sing it loud and proud. Tim sucks.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Yes, so there is that.
Would you like to talk about Little Negro?
Has anybody heard about Chris Pine taking over for the Jack Ryan role?
I had not.
Oh,
I don't know about
that's Kirk,
that.
Right? That's
what did Andy say?
Yeah, it's Kirk.
New Kirk is Chris Pine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, apparently they're going to reboot the franchise because people love reboots and shit, and the movie will not even be based on an actual Tom Clancy novel.
All right.
Well, not like I read the novels anyways.
It just seems like you give a screenwriter, all right, just do whatever with that character. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Well, to be honest, so you... I mean, the older novels were all, like, Cold War versus Russia, whatever, and the newer novels kind of degenerated into Tom Clancy's wish fulfillment, where Jack Ryan became kind of a total Mary Sue character stand-in for Tom Clancy, and it was like a... If I was going to fix the United States, here's how I'd do it. First, I'd have a disgruntled Japanese guy fly a 747 into the Capitol building during a joint session of Congress when the entire Supreme Court, most of Congress, the president, I can't remember who else, but basically, you know, the entire federal government was all in there, and I'd kill them all at once. So that Jack Ryan, who was supposed to be sort of a lame duck VP, you know, just nominated right before the next election cycle, winds up being president.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then he proceeds to have Jack Ryan do exactly what he thinks would be a really great idea. Like,
what's
basically
the point
just
if you,
changing
you write a book if you can't just put yourself in there?
Every time I write something, I put myself right in there. And then the handsome, skinny comedian.
Who is not at all gay.
All the bitches.
Oh, I thought you said you wrote yourself in there.
Punched the fat black guy in the face again and again. And then he ran away, and the guy couldn't catch him because he wasn't fit.
But then he got a little curious, and he ran back
guy,
and whipped his pants off.
Spy and crept over him for life.
Too bad you're not writing the story.
Your
story sounds like shit.
My story sounds
No one believed that turd burglar.
And then they started sword fighting with their penises.
That's Andy's
story.
Oh,
Caitlin was reading one of those drunk texts from last night, or I can't remember what the fuck the site was, but she's reading one of them that said something about, I think glow-in-the-dark condoms exist so that gay guys can play Jedi.
That is silly.
You know what? If I was gay, I would totally do that.
Me too.
Genius.
I was like, that's awesome.
You are gay.
I'm not gay.
You're gay.
I'm not gay.
You're gay.
I'm not gay.
A little gay.
It's hot and humid today. That is the only thing.
Okay. It's hot and humid today. There you go. Obligatory Kevin Smith.
Doing it.
Wow. I watched Gay and Silent Bob. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back on TNT or some Atlanta channel or something like that. George Carlin was just completely gone. Like, he appeared in the credits and that was it.
Wow.
He is not in the network version of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Maybe they just want to dishonor his memory by showing him in such a shitty movie. Oh! I'm kidding, Kevin Smith. You don't listen to this.
Who is he in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
The homeless guy who blew the trucker for a ride.
Oh!
The hitchhiker.
Although,
and Carrie Fisher's bit doesn't make any sense.
I was going to say, so how did that set up Carrie Fisher's bit?
They hop in the car. She says something about, well, it's easier to say you live by the book than to actually do it. So can you? Can you actually live it? And he says, well, you gave us a ride, so I guess I have to. And then he tries to jump her bones. So in the network version, Jay just tries to rape a nun who's driving a car.
Like, it was a totally, like, they had an alternate scene?
No. It's the exact scene. It doesn't show him going down. It just shows him coming across and then her pulling over.
Okay.
And then I guess when he steps out, doesn't he make some comment about Nun Bush or something like that?
It's a little bit later. It's not actually when he steps out. It was after. It's after the Scooby-Doo scene. He's like, that's it. No more dogs. No more hairy bush nuns. We're just going to keep our eyes on the prize. And that's when Shannon Elizabeth walks in.
I think they cut it down to no more dogs, no more nuns. We're just going to keep our eye on the prize. Oh, and wow, the rants that he goes on. We're going to make you eat our shit, and then when you shit out your shit that's from you eating our shit, we're going to make you eat that shit, mm-hmm. or however the hell that goes. They've just done word replacements, but it makes no sense. It's like the whole thing with the monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane.
That's just funny.
I want to see monkeys and snakes fighting.
Yes! Monkeys versus snakes.
Yep, get some internet buzz. I'm sure you can get that movie made.
Fuck that Tom Clancy book. Fucking, that's a movie I want to see.
Monkeys fighting snakes.
Monkeys versus snakes. What the fuck, man?
Is that your Chris Pine impression there?
I played.
That's the sequel, Samuel Jackson. What the fuck?
No black man should be on the plane.
Why not?
Monkey versus snakes on plane.
Did you? Wow, what were we watching? Oh, CSI. Did you watch the latest CSI?
No!
Some racism that probably wasn't supposed to be funny. But it was.
I'll have to check it out. Wait, isn't racism always funny?
No, not really. Sometimes it's like, you're not even trying, really. That's just some hack racism right there. Oh, big lip black people. That's not funny.
Bunch of Australian doctors putting on blackface and doing Jackson 5.
You say Australian doctors?
I think so. What
the hell are you talking about?
It made the news. There was some, like, variety show or something like that.
All right, well, shit story. Yes, Noah?
So, good story, Andy. Two can play that game.
Noah found that one funny.
Boom. At least my story has an ending. Australian variety show. Skit, five men in blackface performing as the Jackson 5. Audience cheered. Harry Connick Jr. Fed them their own shit.
Literally?
No, figuratively.
Well, how do you do that?
Like called him out of, you know, hey, maybe you don't realize exactly how offensive that is, but the show's called Hey, Hey, It's Saturday. He said if you did that in America, they'd call this Hey, Hey, There's No More Show or something like that.
Why the fuck Harry Connick Jr.?
Yeah, why was Harry Connick Jr. in Australia?
I don't know.
I thought he was supposed to be helping with the rebuilding of New Orleans.
Apparently he's doing that from Australia.
Well, that's the best way to do it.
I think that we can say conclusively Harry Connick Jr. has some long fucking arms.
And a big nose. I'm just showing out there. So, me and Stephanie were at Costco, and I'm going down the aisle, going straight, and Asians come out of the side aisle and just fucking cut me off.
I'm getting the echo of Noah talking through Tim's mic before Noah talks.
And I'm like, Asians, they can't drive, they can't fucking push carts.
And they cut in front of you in line at Disneyland.
Yeah. And Stephanie was like, Noah, don't be racist.
Yep, Noah told me that story on Friday, and I told him he's very racist.
Good times.
And there are lots of people that can't drive, but freaking... And maybe it's just a stereotype that makes me notice it more when it's Asian. Because I'm just like, look, they're fucking Asian!
I remember once I drove from here to L.A., and like there were so many shitty drivers, and I remember noticing that not a single one of them was Asian. Not a single one of them was Asian, a woman, or old. I was like, you're off the hook. Everybody who's stereotypically bad at driving. Apparently, white middle-aged men are getting in on the bad driving racket. I'm going to go slow. I'm going to merge without signaling. I'm just going to meander and swerve all over this fucking lane. Because I'm white. You'll blame it on Asian people. We sure did that, Muffy.
You see my my recent post about no such thing as bad advertising, where people are driving like that with like their fucking company names plastered all over the cars they're doing that shit in? White dude, every single one.
I got to be honest. I don't read your blogs.
Okay.
Oh!
They're long-winded. There's no pictures. What am I supposed to do?
Poor Andy.
I skim it. I'm like, no punchlines yet.
I'm going to put up a Dick and Jane blog post just for Tim.
That'd be awesome. I'll read
it. So
that.
Tim will read this.
Why would he read Dick and Jane?
Dick and Jane.
Dick and Jane.
Fairly
Dick ran
simple,
with Jane.
Dick does this. Jane does this.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, is Dick and Jane someone we're supposed to know? What's going on?
No, we got an image of it. It was just some chick and a giant penis.
My
Jane, friend the
penis.
Dick.
Yeah, ladies. Come on down to Noahville.
So, when I was at the oral surgeon the other day, I was...
Oh, yeah, the oral surgeon. Yeah.
Noah is fucking his hands.
Yeah.
Well, he's using his hands to simulate holding, I guess, a woman's hips towards his back.
No, your head, oral surgeon.
What are you grabbing onto?
Your hair. Your
Don't
ears.
Grab my ears?
Your ears!
No! That's not a good time.
That steers you. Over
I'm
here.
Just going to bite down over if you do it like that. How you like that? My like a cheese grater on your penis.
Okay.
There it is. See? Gentle. Gentle touch. But anyway.
No need to be violent.
So I was filling out all these forms, and like one of the things I had to fill out was my birthday.
Filling them out.
And so I put like, you know, my birthday, but I put 2009, you know, like... You know, month, date, 2009. And she's like, you were born in 2009? I was like, yeah, lady, I was born in 2009. Wasn't it all just an accidental typo? You really had to ask me the question like that?
Like, did you say it like that?
No, but I looked at it like, really? Fucking, that's how we're doing this, huh? You were born in 2009? Yeah, fuckhole. I'm the most amazing 0-year-old you've ever met in your life. Eat a bag of dicks.
How do bag of dicks taste? Would you want some salt on there? I bet if you put some brown sugar and put some salt on top, like candy bacon, it'd be delicious.
Would you fry up a bag of dicks, or you just eat a bag of dicks raw? It's like bag of dicks sushi. Roll it up in some rice and dip it in some unagi.
I guess it depends on what kind of mood you're in. I think I would want to fry it up.
Thanks, nobody Crispy for noticing. Dicks. Thanks for nobody Fried. Noticing that you don't dip things in unagi.
Dick.
Like I'm a sushi expert. I'm like, oh, Tim. No,
like,
you don't do that,
unagi.
Yeah, unagi is eel.
I don't fucking eat sushi.
Do you not like sushi at all?
Not really, no.
I don't like sushi either.
I like chicken teriyaki, which they often serve at places that serve sushi, so I'm usually can eat something. Oh, and I like tempura. Tempura is delicious.
California roll, though. That's good.
Don't even like that. It has crab in it.
Mm.
And you don't like the taste of it?
No.
Mm. Unagi. I think it's my favorite kind of sushi. Whatever the sauce they put the eel in.
course you like eel.
All right. You're shaking my fan.
E. Fanny.
Shit out your fan.
You all right?
I'm good.
What are you looking?
How are you doing?
What are you looking? Were you farting?
No, I'm just looking around.
What were you doing?
Just looking around.
But you're looking specifically at a computer that's not doing anything.
I just like to look around.
Freaking me out, man. What's he doing, man?
I just like to see what's going on in the world.
So should we talk about Balloon Boy? Grip the nation. Meanwhile, an actual baby was run over by a train. Barely made the news.
But the baby survived, right?
Yeah. That's, you'd think that'd be a bigger story than a kid who wasn't in a balloon.
But, like, I don't, like, and then, I don't, I mean, you know, it's easy.
But wasn't that somewhere overseas? We only care about American babies.
It was not an American baby.
Oh, well, then no wonder. Fuck that baby.
Did you see the video?
I saw the baby carriage rolling towards the thing, and I didn't see anything after that.
I can't remember where it was. I just know that in the story I read, they called it a pram and said the baby was drugged for 30 meters. I'm like, that's not here.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. I think the mother was sitting there, and the cart just started rolling away. She's like, fucking, like, die, bitch. That's your child. Fucking don't be like, I can't get it. Just fucking die for that shit.
You could at least be as enthusiastic as the fucking Dodgers are about a line drive.
Yeah. I can say with certainty that it would have been like me versus train if that had been my kid. I'm like, fuck it, I think I can take this train.
The train would have lost to Flubber.
It would have bounced right off of him. Here, I'll send you guys the link of the pram thing. You guys can watch it for yourself.
He's talking to you, audience. You guys get to watch it.
Well, you guys didn't see the video.
Nope, I didn't see it.
You did. Andy didn't.
Yes.
Oh, that fucking cart got far away before she noticed it, too.
Just hanging out. Holy fuck! Holy fuck!
I think Andy found it on his own, Noah.
No. Andy clicked on the link that Noah sent.
Oh. Normally it makes a little noise when you send me a link. It just showed up. No noise.
Dude, and she just stands there when it happens. I mean, I get, you know, like, panicking and whatever, but no, it rolls away, it gets hit, she holds her hand out like she's trying to stomp it, then she backs up and stands there for a couple of seconds, and then, like, just kind of screams and whatever, and then runs to the front of the train.
I think her foot slips. Like, I think she's trying to go.
She stands there as, like, screaming or something. There's no audio, so, you know, you can't hear the terror and delicious horror. Man, I can't believe that baby was okay.
Yeah, that would be a very scary moment. Like, holy shit, my baby just got run over by a train.
Melbourne, Australia. Now, here's the question. Is it, like, windy? Oh, no, that...
Like, why did the thing...
That's bad design. Yeah, I mean, I get that you don't want the platform to be, like, covered with water, so you gotta get some drainage. But having a platform where something unattended rolls towards death doesn't seem smart to me.
Yes, but at the same time, it's like, I don't have a child, but I would think if my child was in a stroller, I would A, be either holding on to that stroller to avoid just such a thing, or put the little wheel locks on.
Yes, I would be holding on to the stroller and have the wheel locks on as well, but I'm also saying that, you know, let's say it's Granny in a wheelchair, you know, like a push wheelchair or something like that, and she passes
nice
out.
Nice, they keep replaying it for you on this video.
Boom!
Sorry, that was where the train struck the kid.
You're a horrible
man. Wow, you can tell the difference between me and Tim.
One of us has a child and the other one does not?
I was horrified. You made the boom noise.
Boom! In fairness, this is the third time I've seen it. I've become desensitized.
Oh, okay.
And also, he knows the child lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the child lives too. It's still horrifying for me.
I don't think he'd be going, boom! The child is like all splattered all over the ground.
Maybe little bits of child fly onto the camera thing and just slide down.
There you go.
I think that's his nose.
Dig called the picture I just linked you guys to cute as two buttons. I think it looks like two hedgehog testicles.
All right.
Tim's jerking off to it right now. That's just Tim jerking his cheek. He's not really jerking off.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what the fuck that was.
Tim being gay. So very gay.
Let's count the ways.
No farted!
I did know such thing.
He did it. He did the exact such thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My wife and I got lunch from Red Lobster yesterday.
The seafood lover in you.
Mm-hmm. I had some Atlantic salmon. It was pretty good. Some salmon and some broccoli. Later in the evening, I got a whiff of something that smelled like just death. I asked my wife if she'd farted. My son was nowhere to be seen, but this was like a real, oh my god, go wash your ass kind of stench that was coming out. Couldn't track it down, it dissipated. A little bit later in the evening, I caught a whiff of the same thing. My wife's like, you know, checking her own smell. She's like, okay, you know, I took a shower recently, and I put on deodorant, and she doesn't know what kind of smell it was that I smelled. All of a sudden, it hits her, indicating it probably started closer to me, and then I remembered I just burped. So whatever combination of Andy internals and Atlantic salmon and broccoli comes out smelling like I need to wash my ass.
The fuck do you have a blade for?
Because I might need a cut, motherfucker. That's why I have a blade, bitch. Test me.
Did you have the cheesy biscuits?
Mmm, those cheesy biscuits.
Oh, yes.
God, I want to go Red Lobster. Every time I see the commercials, I'm like, that looks delicious.
Ah, oh, those biscuits.
Anywho.
I used to work with a guy named Gene who said he couldn't go to Red Lobster because they gave him the screaming shits.
Just like that?
I kind of remember you guys you and Joe used to do impressions of this guy, right?
Yep. Yep. Joe used to love doing Gene.
Yep. I bet.
I like how that's something he shared with his coworkers.
Yeah. I was like, hey, everybody, we're going to go to Red Lobster. Anybody else want to go? No, Joe, I'm sorry. I can't go to Red Lobster with you. Every time I eat there, it gives me the screaming shits.
Well, that sounds like Casey Kasem.
Thanks for... seriously!
A constipated Casey Kasem.
Yep.
We're counting them down till I can take a jump. Well, I'm not doing a number one. I'm doing a number two.
Yeah, I think Joe's response when Gene said those words to him was, okay, Gene, thanks for sharing. Those cheese biscuits do give you some nasty farts, though.
I bet they do. Yeah.
So worth it.
Wait, do they? I never really had a problem.
I don't get nasty farts from the biscuits.
Really?
Andy's old.
You're older than Andy. Oh, shit! Someone's birthday's coming up next week!
Noah's about to turn old.
Yes, my birthday's
coming up. Dude, you're old and you're married and you're fat and you're racist.
All right.
I see my future.
Steffi says, like, you look like a grumpy old man. She's like, I wake up, she's like, hey, grumpy old man. I'm like, I'm not grumpy. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Like, hey, ugly bitch, why don't you go wash your eyes?
No, don't say that. She would not appreciate it.
Really? Yeah. That surprises me.
That surprises you?
I don't know what I said. Why are you bringing up old shit? That's old shit. That happened already. Live in the now. The now!
I'm going to have a little house party. Which my best friend hasn't RSVP'd yet.
That's right. Deal with it.
Is it house party or is it house party 2?
Actually, it's house party 3.
Pajama
still partying.
I don't know.
Speaking of house party, Kid from Kid and Play does stand up now, and apparently someone told me he has a joke very similar to one of mine.
Really?
About being half, because he's apparently also half black and half white, so he has a joke similar.
And all ugly.
Damn.
So this kid. Does he go by Kid?
He goes by blah blah Kid in quotes last name, whatever his fucking name is.
Just in case you forgot who the fuck he is.
Because you did.
Who the fuck are you?
I remember the dance Kid and Play. I didn't know it was based on a person.
Is he funny?
I've never seen him. I was only told about him.
Excellent.
Scrotum.
I got one.
Yeah.
I think we all have one.
Not Tim. Well, no, not you, Andy. Your wife keeps it in a jar, in her purse. In formaldehyde.
In a jar with the snow. I think we established this on a previous handcast. So you shake it up. Look, it's snowing on my foreskin. In fact, that was the name of the episode. It's snowing on my foreskin. Except foreskin is not a scrotum. But you know what? Move on. Just fucking move on.
You're the one who keep talking about it.
You know what? Yes. How about that?
What are all those in the corner? In the corner, what are all
I hate you both sometimes.
Noah's wondering about my CD collection. I don't know why he's keeping it all secret. Like, the world can never know about Tim's audiobook collection.
Tim has CDs.
He has a lot of audiobooks, let me tell you.
You know what's really funny? The
House, a lot of the time?
Yeah, House is really funny a lot of the time. But The fact that I get Tim's audio a little quicker than Noah's, it sounds like Noah's actually being coached on what to say by another Noah. Who doesn't have a microphone.
That's funny. Sierra Noah de Bergerac.
So clever! How do I do it?
You don't.
It just comes to me like magic.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, so I got my scores back? I don't know if I told you this already.
Yeah, you did. We were walking.
Okay, yeah. I haven't told Andy. I got my scores from the San Francisco Comedy Competition.
And he sucks.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, we already knew that. That's why I'm not there anymore. But, like, they did a breakdown of, like, where I scored the highest and lowest. Where I scored the lowest, there's things like stage presence, technique, delivery, audience response. The thing I scored the absolute lowest on is judges' personal opinion. In other words, like, the technical things are like, okay, yes, yes, good here, but you know what? I just don't fucking like you.
You did fuck their mothers.
I didn't fuck their mothers, and your mic is going out. How do you like that?
Is it doing the thing?
Yes, of course it
It just lasted a while. Almost lasted an hour.
My dick almost lasted an hour. But then your mom drained these balls. Well, I guess we use this mic break to thank everybody for voting or for nominating Tancast in the podcast awards. We don't know what the results are, but voting will be closed by the time we post this. So... yeah.
So, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Noah's licking his microphone. Why would you lick your microphone?
Why would you fire your microphone?
Because he's defective.
Touche. Why would you fire your microphone?
Because you're defective.
I saw Whip It.
How was it? I heard that when a problem comes along, it's what you're supposed to do.
You do that on purpose, didn't you, you piece of shit? You did that before, too. You
remember? I know. You do something to it. That's all I know. Sing about it.
It was good. It was directed by Drew Barrymore. It was funny, despite that Jimmy Fallon was in it. Like, really, I felt he detracted from the movie. Am I really Jimmy Fallon? He's not funny. What's a new story? You know, teen angst, you know. My parents just don't understand me. I don't want to do what I want to do. And screw you guys. But, you know, in the end... We come to an understanding.
Wow, I've never seen a movie like that.
But it was good. I mean, the acting was solid. Had the guy from Home Alone in it. Like, I don't know what else he's been in. Not Joe Pesci, but the other guy.
Oh, the voiceover guy from Wonder Years?
Is that him?
Yep.
The other robber, yeah.
What's his name?
He was also Very Bad Things.
And City,
and City Slickers?
Yeah, that guy. He played the dad.
Interesting.
Had some hot tattooed had some hot tattooed ladies in it.
Mm. Did they show their tits?
No.
Guessing no.
No.
I'm like, he's processing.
Did you have to think about it?
He was
Jesus,
going back.
No one knows if there's tits. Come on.
Processing. Processing. Processing.
You know what? This is my indication that I'm not actually talking to Noah. I'm talking to a computer that's replaced Noah. Because the computer had to think about it.
Processing.
Noah knows.
Processing. The best of both worlds part two, one and two. We're just on WGN. And coffee.
Coffee! Gulp, gulp.
So would you recommend Whip It to a friend?
I would recommend it. I would say it's a very good movie. Solid acting, most all around. Directed by Drew Barrymore. Maybe her debut directing gig? I don't know. But I think she did a solid job. Had some very funny parts. Yeah, overall, yes. Very good.
But naturally, Jimmy Fallon stole the show.
No.
Stole the show and then beat it down in a field. Speaking of beating something down in a field, my wife has said that as soon as DirecTV finally gets off their fucking asses and gets a high-def TiVo, which is supposed to be sometime in like the next six-ish months, but it was also supposed to be out 6 months ago, so fuck them. So as soon as they do that, and we replace one of our two TiVos with an HD DirecTV TiVo, she wants to take the shitvo out into the middle of a field and, in her words, go office space on it.
Nice.
I think that's awesome.
It's very Tim Babb of her.
Very Tim Babb.
this technology sucks. What I really want to do is go Office Space on it and then mail it to DirecTV.
Ah, that's nice.
Yep.
That's
not Dear DirecTV, we fixed it. Love, Mysterious Andy and wife. I'm sorry, love, Metallica and wife.
I remember one time I was driving from when I was going to college in San Jose, driving back to Stockton, and like my CD player was just skipping the shit. Just skip, 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 skip. This is making me angry. This is making me angry. And so anyway, I pulled into my mom's house. I opened up the door to my car, and I lifted up the CD player as high as I could and slammed it on the ground. And I was like, I win. Noah is being seductive, I guess. he's rubbing his shirtless belly. I don't know who that's supposed to deuce.
Deduce.
I said seduce.
Deduce?
Whatever. Maybe he's going to deduce that it's him.
Maybe I'm going to drop deduce on his.
My belly button's deep, baby.
Good. Plenty of stool drippings will fit in there.
I think it was the first, maybe it was like the second time that she met my brother. We just had a family dinner at my parents' house. It was when my parents were still together. And I think it was. She's sitting on a couch in the living room. My brother's sitting on another couch in the living room. And he just kind of spaces out and kind of pulls his shirt up and exposes his belly and starts picking his belly button looking for lint. And all of a sudden, he like kind of looks up and she goes, did you forget I was in here?
That's a little bit funny.
I know.
I miss your brother. Your brother's funny. No offense.
Yep, I miss him too.
I mean, you're funny too. Or whatever.
or something.
With stuff.
With scrotum.
I still love that he managed to turn the best man speech thing back around on me.
Mer?
Because I kind of picked a little bit of fun at him in his best man speech. Kind of busted his balls just a little tiny bit. And he kind of hit that exact right note of busting my balls just a little tiny bit in mine.
Sounds kinky.
Yep.
Ball just two brothers busting
balls against each other.
For the ball buster in you.
They're my balls.
Tim likes my singing.
Yep, I can tell.
Noah's glasses keep falling off.
Yeah, they do that.
If you were Superman, fucking people would know already.
I just go like this.
He is making the okay sign twice on each hand, reversing it and covering his eyes with it.
That's what they did in a Tick comic I read.
Yep.
Or Superman did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really Superman, right?
No, it wasn't!
But it was like a thinly veiled parody of Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like I'm Fabulous Guy or something like that.
Fabulous Guy!
I'm super, thanks for asking.
It's just gotten weird.
Gotten?
It was gotten weird a long weird. Time ago in gotten. A galaxy far, 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 far away.
My wife went and listened to the Reasons You Shouldn't Listen to Tancast videos.
Yes.
And the Andy's gay one. She got done listening to that, stopped it, looked up at me, and just said something along the lines of, you know, other women would be worried about their husbands if they were talking about their friends' penises like this.
But she's like, I don't really give a shit about you, so I don't care who you're gay fantasizing about. Well,
she's like, I knew at the Crocs.
Do your dirty business and just keep me out of it.
I had you pegged at Crocs.
That reminds me, if any of our listeners have any like special bits that they particularly like, just let us know. Put it in the comments section. Like, hey, you should do a little bit of this one, because I've always found this bit to be particularly funny. And Noah is snuggling on my futon and losing his glasses again. But anyway, so for those of you who haven't seen it, we've started these little video segments of Tancast that are like little bite-sized bits of awful. And we put them on YouTubes, and the shittiest animation this side of the original South Park.
Tim, can you talk me to sleep every night?
Yeah. Sweet. Then I can rest my nuts on your chin.
Oh,
like you like it.
I would love that.
I know you would.
Do it, Daddy. Do it.
Noah, everybody.
He's so simple.
Did you say he's so single?
Simple.
Oh. I was like, he's not single. He's a
double
wide.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
That's the best video of all time.
According to Kanye. Yay, yay.
I think my stitches are coming out. Or at least one of them is just sort of flapping in the breeze. It's very annoying. Feels like I had a piece of food back there.
Oh, you do?
Hold on, rip it out for you. You had stitches?
Yes. Because the wisdom tooth that got removed, that was all fucked up and had been for at least 6 years, because I know it was a problem back when we lived in the tan house. So, like, these deposits and stuff had started to grow, and, like, this bone had started to, like, the actual bone of my jaw had started to extend, like, swell up and extend around the fucked up tooth, I guess, to sort of protect it. And then when we took the tooth out, there was just this big cliff of bone, so they, as he put it, trimmed it a little. I was like, you're just trimming bone? You just trim it? You just trim it up? Take a little bit off the top? Even out the sides? And put a little fade? Anyway, and so he had to stitch it shut after that. I don't know what Noah's looking for, but he can't find it without losing his glasses every couple seconds. The thing that you already... All right. Oh, you have another one like that?
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. Oh, there we go.
Handled it. Another victory for our side.
Whoa, you just got loud. Did I turn it up? Backs it?
Let's get loud.
This is the best Tancast ever.
I can't see how it wouldn't be. I don't think we're coming anywhere close to topping Anal and Justice League on this episode.
No.
We will someday.
But you know what? Speaking of rape, that bit on The Daily Show about how 30 Republican senators are apparently pro-rape.
Oh, that was an awesome... The Daily Show. So, Al Franken decided to introduce his first bill. I don't know if he decided to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard about that bill.
About, the no...
We don't support companies who support rape or, like, something like that.
Well, it's like this woman got raped and...
Halliburton.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there was a contract that she couldn't sue about it. That was in her contract.
So she gets
specifically
raped
say rape
overseas.
Or she couldn't sue, right? In general, over anything.
Yeah, it says she couldn't sue them, period.
It was like, not arbitration. Was it called, Andy?
Arbitration, yeah.
Yeah, okay. A lot of places have that. Like, if you go to a doctor, like, they often have you sign one of those contracts, like, you can never sue us, we have to go to for arbitration. Arbitration.
Yeah, but this was arbitration in the case of, like...
Gang rape.
Right, right. It's extreme example, rape. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, just the way that was set up on the Stewart show. Like, I'll put a link to it here.
Rape.
No.
Rape link.
No. But anyway, 30 Republican senators voted against the no rape clause, the no rape amendment. Like, and one of them said, I think this is just a thinly veiled attack on Halliburton. And John Stewart goes, if you have to stand up against rape victims to be pro-Halliburton, maybe it's time to rethink your allegiances.
Yeah, and a bunch of the rest of them, including John McCain and both senators from Georgia. Thanks, Saxby Chambliss. I know exactly how the Republicans or the Democrats can run against these guys. They just have to put up big signs. Blah is pro-rape.
Hold on, let's stop for a second.
Where are we holding on for?
By recording. There's no recording.
That's okay. Nobody's interested in what you're saying.
Did this just start?
No, nobody's been interested in what Noah says for a long time.
Would you shut the fuck up, Andy?
I think it crashed.
Oh, I thought apples were amazing and didn't ever crash. And
What the fuck? What's wrong with Tim?
What are you talking about? Nothing's wrong with Tim.
Shit.
Has it not recorded any of that? Well, maybe we'll be able to lift your audio from my audio.
Yes, you will.
Record. Okay, I'm recording.
Of course this happens during the time I wanted to do the quick turnaround and edit Tancast quickly because I'm going to be leaving tomorrow for L.A. Here we are, face to face. Be careful with that fucking lamp. It'll fall down and break on the floor, and then I'll kick you right in your taint together. We're
gonna
kick your taint.
Is it not sturdy?
No, it's broken.
Nice.
The movers broke it on the when we moved down.
Fucking movers!
What can you do? What? Eh? Eh?
Mover servers always break shit. I always tell you about how, you know, yeah, reliable and how they never break anything. And then they break shit. And then they tell you what you're going to do.
No, it was like, you wrap this up. Like, you stop with your fucking blathering. Not to you, to me. He was pointing to me. Like, hey, you fucking done? Talking guy. In the podcast where we talk, you want to knock off all the fucking talking?
That's right. Just silence
together,
and heavy breathing. That's what I want to hear.
We're going to kick Noah's taint. Tim and I together, because we're full of such hate.
We
I just friend hate with taint, but you know what? You can like it.
So, that's Sandcast for this week. I can't imagine what this abortion is going to look like by the time it finally gets to your ears, but hopefully some of it was enjoyable. And, penis.
Please let us know if we didn't talk about enough rape this time.
Together, we're going to find our way.
By myself, I'm going to rape your dad.
What the? I'm glad we finally combined Silver Spoonies and rape, as so many people have tried to do over the years, unsuccessfully.
Including Ricky Schroeder.
We found our niche.
All right, so...
All right, keep fucking that chicken.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit that was said over the past 12 minutes that may or may not still be in this episode. So, I love you.
I love you, too.
Not you. I don't love you.
Oh.
I love you!
You love Metallica.
No. I love you.
I forgot we still have another weekend between now and Thanksgiving. We have several weekends before that, but Halloween. I was thinking this would be our Halloween episode, but next week will be our Halloween episode.
Yep.
You know what? Let's fucking sign off. Anyway, this isn't our Halloween episode, but I told ghost jokes anyway. Deal with it.
Love you.
Tim doesn't know math. Enjoy.
Shut the fuck up, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Suck it.
Suck it down.
Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 70. And by thank you for listening, I mean thank you for putting up with this pile of shit. I'm not even going to have the audacity to tell you go to iTunes or Podcast Alley or even our website. Just thank you for listening, and if you do have ideas for bits that you'd like to see us use at YouTube, well, okay, I am going to tell you to go to the website, but there, I fully understand if you would like to tell us to eat a bag of shit in the comments. Other than that, we hope to do better next time, and we will see you next week, hopefully. Please come back. I'm begging you. Please. Pretty please. I love you.
Tamcast. Tim, you're going to have a lot of fun with you and Noah echoing.
Well, this happened once before.
Yep.
I wonder how they do it when people do it within a studio and not get echo.
I think their mics pick up less. Like I don't know.
Because I know, well, I mean, there's a couple of podcasts I listen to where I know they record like in the same room. Like Kevin and Scott. They record in the same room.
Who are Kevin and Scott? Oh!
Motion.
You said it like they're people we know. Kevin and Scott, baby. You know how we've been hanging with Kevin and Scott. I was like, we have friends named Kevin and Scott who do a podcast. All right. What are you looking at?
Oh, by the way, I got
I look at stuff.
I got an email of from one of our listeners.
Yes?
And there was nothing at all with it. But it just said, sent from my Verizon wireless BlackBerry. No text. The title of the email was just a file name that was obviously taken out of the camera phone. And I had a real strong suspicion that one of our listeners had sent me a picture of his penis. Turned out, no. It was a picture of a random Crocs store.
Yeah, croc it up, motherfucker.
Oogity-doo!
So it wasn't a picture of his penis, it was a picture of shoes for dicks.
Your laugh is a bit funnier when I hear it twice.
You're right, that is funnier.
God, I'm so hungry.
How hungry are you?
Pretty hungry.